Ministry of Education and Culture, Higher and Tertiary Education, Pan-Cyprian Examinations 2013. Listening Skills. You're going to listen to three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a conversation between two people about Hawaii. You have 30 seconds to read Exercise 1. First listening.
Hi, I'm Mari. I'm here with Ron. Ron is from Hawaii. So, Ron, what's so special about Hawaii?
Well, Hawaii is my home, but to people not from Hawaii, I think Hawaii is famous for its nice weather. It's warm all year round. Also, it's known for its beaches. The beaches are very nice, and it's also known for its warm hospitality. The people are also very nice.
So can you tell me more about the weather? It's always sunny. It never rains.
It does rain, but often it rains and is sunny at the same time. So we have a lot of rainbows. So Hawaii is also famous for rainbows.
Can you tell me more about the beach?
We have beaches on all shores of the island, of all our islands. So there's many beaches to choose from. And often, some beaches have big waves, some beaches have small waves, and you can choose which beach to go to, depending on whether you want to surf in big waves or you want to swim where there's no waves.
Can you tell me maybe about the nature in Hawaii?
We have forests, so there's lots of animals, like birds and small animals like wallabies. We have Hawaiian wallabies, and they live in the forest.
Are there any animals that live in the sea?
We have nice coral reefs, so there's lots of beautiful fish in our coral reefs, and many people like to go snorkeling to look at our reefs. We also have turtles and seals in Hawaii.
Wow, there are a lot of animals that live in Hawaii. Sounds like a great place to visit.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
Hi, I'm Mari. I'm here with Ron. Ron is from Hawaii. So, Ron, what's so special about Hawaii?
Well, Hawaii is my home, but to people not from Hawaii, I think Hawaii is famous for its nice weather. It's warm all year round. Also, it's known for its beaches. The beaches are very nice, and it's also known for its warm hospitality. The people are also very nice.
So can you tell me more about the weather? It's always sunny. It never rains.
It does rain, but often it rains and is sunny at the same time. So we have a lot of rainbows. So Hawaii is also famous for rainbows.
Can you tell me more about the beach?
We have beaches on all shores of the island, of all our islands. So there's many beaches to choose from. And often, some beaches have big waves, some beaches have small waves, and you can choose which beach to go to, depending on whether you want to surf in big waves or you want to swim where there's no waves.
Can you tell me maybe about the nature in Hawaii?
We have forests, so there's lots of animals, like birds and small animals like wallabies. We have Hawaiian wallabies, and they live in the forest.
Are there any animals that live in the sea?
We have nice coral reefs, so there's lots of beautiful fish in our coral reefs, and many people like to go snorkeling to look at our reefs. We also have turtles and seals in Hawaii.
Wow, there are a lot of animals that live in Hawaii. Sounds like a great place to visit.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear a man promoting a campaign of Action Aid UK. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read exercise 2. First listening.
This is the first child sponsorship appeal for the forgotten children of Burma. For decades, their plight has been closed to our eyes and hearts. Only now, as Burma's doors open, can we see the true suffering of its children. Orphaned by cyclones, sick from dirty water, working long hours just to survive in a country with some of the worst healthcare in the world. But today is your once-in-a-lifetime moment to change a Burmese child's life. You can be one of the first to sponsor a Burmese child by calling ActionAid on 0800 108 8080 now. Imagine how your sponsorship could transform Tata's life. Just 5 years old, she fends for herself every day. Now you can show Tata you haven't forgotten her. As one of Burma's first child sponsors, you'll be there right at the start of a remarkable journey, helping your child get clean water to drink, go to school, and build a secure future. These children have suffered unseen for too long. So sponsor a Burmese child now by calling 0800 108 8080 or text SPONSOR to 70500 and show Tata she hasn't been forgotten.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
This is the first child sponsorship appeal for the forgotten children of Burma. For decades, their plight has been closed to our eyes and hearts. Only now, as Burma's doors open, can we see the true suffering of its children. Orphaned by cyclones, sick from dirty water, working long hours just to survive in a country with some of the worst healthcare in the world. But today is your once-in-a-lifetime moment to change a Burmese child's life. You can be one of the first to sponsor a Burmese child by calling ActionAid on 0800 108 8080 now. Imagine how your sponsorship could transform Tata's life. Just 5 years old, she fends for herself every day. Now you can show Tata you haven't forgotten her. As one of Burma's first child sponsors, you'll be there right at the start of a remarkable journey, helping your child get clean water to drink, go to school, and build a secure future. These children have suffered unseen for too long. So sponsor a Burmese child now by calling 0800 108 8080 or text SPONSOR to 70500 and show Tata she hasn't been forgotten.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear a man talking about Steve Jobs and an extract from Steve Jobs' speech to graduates at Stanford University. Listen and fill in the blanks. Write only one word in each blank. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. And that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Don't settle. And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." And since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. And that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Don't settle. And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." And since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening examination. Please put your pens down.